Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on May 28th regarding Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N. Aaron Morgan is a 26-year-old male who reports he injured his right leg at work on 7/13/20. Period, on that occasion, a dolly hit the back of his leg. Period, he did go to the emergency room afterwards, period. With this and further evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be a split Achilles tendon, period. He received 11 stitches to close his wound, but no outright surgery. Period. He has completed his course of active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Morgan alleged he was pulling a cart which hit the back of his right lower leg, resulting in injury to the leg with a deep wound. Period. Medical records show he was attended to by EMS personnel on 7/13/20 and taken to Capital Emergency Room. Period. While there, he was found to have a 5-centimeter full-thickness linear laceration to the posterior ankle overlying the Achilles tendon. Period. Exploration of the wound showed no foreign body. Period. It was not suspicious for tendon rupture or tendon laceration. Period. Abnormal strength in all 10 toes. Period. His laceration was repaired with 10 interrupted sutures for the 5-centimeter total length laceration. Period. He was then discharged from the hospital. He brings your own period. He returned on 7/27/20. When they wrote 11 sutures were originally placed in the right lower leg. Period. These were present on the current exam. Put in the posterior lower leg, lateral to the Achilles. Period. There was tenderness with a small amount of purulent drainage and surrounding erythema. Period. The wound did not appear fully healed. Period. His sutures were removed with no complications. Period. Mr. Morgan went to the emergency room again on 7/30/20. Period. X-rays were done to be inserted here. Period. That same day, he had a CAT scan of the right foot and ankle to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Morgan was then seen by Dr. Wimmers, W-I-M-M-E-R-S, for a consultation. Period. He had been started on Keflex and 2 days later was feeling like the wound was not improving, so he had gone back to the emergency room. Period. Dr. Wimmers opined the wound did not appear infected. Period. He switched his oral antibiotics and had him follow up, and continued monitoring him during this hospital admission. Period. On 8/5/20, Dr. Wimmers evaluated him again from a plastic surgery perspective. Period. At that juncture, his wound was healing appropriately. Period. There was no purulence, erythema, or induration. Period. He was going to follow up upon discharge. Period. Physical exam. general appearance. He wore high-top sneakers that were removed once gait assessment was completed. Paired extremities lower, normal, feet and ankles, normal. Scratch that. Extremities lower. There was a healed laceration scar, measuring 2 inches in length longitudinally at the posterior lower leg. Paired. Its lower aspect was 2.5 inches superior to the calcaneus. Paired. This wound was slightly wider on the bottom than along its highest area. Paired. There were no signs of infection. Paired. The rest of that is normal. Feet and ankles normal. Lumbar normal. Impressions. On 7/13/20, Aaron Morgan was struck in the back of his right leg by a cart and sustained a laceration. Paired. This was repaired with sutures at the emergency room. Pretty followed up at the ER again on 7/27/20 and was begun on antibiotics. Paired. He returned on 7/30/20 with concerns about an infection. Paired. On that visit, he underwent x-rays and a CAT scan of the right ankle to be inserted here. Paired. He was then admitted to the hospital for further medical attention. Pretty was seen by plastic surgeon Dr. Wimmers on 7/30/20, who made adjustments in Mr. Morgan's antibiotics. Paired. His last follow-up visit with Dr. Wimmers was on 8/5/21. He was doing quite well. Paired. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be healed scarring about the posterior aspect of his right lower leg with no signs of infection. Pretty had full range of motion of the right lower extremity without any weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficits. Paired provocative maneuvers there were negative. Pretty walked with a physiologic gait and did not utilize a handheld assisted device for ambulation. Paired new paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right foot. Paired the soft tissue injury in the form of a laceration has healed without any functional residuals. Paired, he in fact did not sustain a laceration to the Achilles tendon proper, but to the skin overlying that area. Period. That is the end.